Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to Call to Decision. My name is Michael Snyder, and I'm in for Pastor Butch tonight. Pastor Butch is away, and so he has handed the reins over to me for one evening, and I'm thrilled to be here. I'm excited to be sharing with all of you tonight. We've got so much to cover, and we're going to be taking calls. Normally, when I'm on with Pastor Butch, he asks me the questions, but tonight, many of you will be asking me the questions. So if you would like to call in tonight and be part of the show and ask me some questions, or if you just have something to share, something you want to comment on, something you want to discuss, whatever it is, the call-in number is 844-769-2944. Once again, if you want to call in tonight, yeah, I hardly ever get the chance to do something like this because normally I'm a writer. I'm writing articles. I'm doing the things that I do. So I hardly ever get a chance to take telephone calls, have a conversation like this. So if you want to talk to me tonight, if you want to ask a question, if you want to share, the call-in number is 844-769-2944. I would love to hear from you. Tonight, we're going to talk about prepping. Do you have prepping tips to share? Do you have questions about prepping? In particular, I want to talk about the mass exodus to Red America. We've seen over the past few years, literally millions of people relocate to more conservative areas of the country, to out of the big cities, to smaller towns and rural areas. So we've seen this just a tremendous amount of domestic migration. And people are doing this for a lot of reasons. And a lot of people are doing it for prepping reasons, because they want to get out of the heavily concentrated, high population density areas to other areas in anticipation of what's coming. So let's talk about that tonight. We also want to talk about Russia, how they've launched essentially a new invasion of Ukraine from the north. This is separate from what the whole conflict that's been going on the eastern front there in Ukraine. And so Russia, this is basically the biggest move we have seen by Russia since the start of the war. So if you want to talk about that, call in. That's something I want to talk about that tonight. I want to talk about demographic collapse, population collapse. We're way below replacement level in terms of fertility levels all over the world. What is causing that? We're seeing sperm levels go down among males. We're seeing females be infertile. We're seeing birth rates go way down all over the world. So we can talk about that. That's something that I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about the economy. Of course, many of you know me from the Economic Collapse blog. So we'll talk about that tonight. So that is something that we'll definitely get into. So you want to call in about that? Love to hear from you. And let me kind of start there, because a lot of you know me from the economiccollapseblog.com and also my other websites, endoftheamericandream.com and themostimportantnews.com. And then those articles are republished on some of the largest conservative and Christian and patriotic websites all over the globe, you know, zerohedge.com, InfoWars, Steve Quayle links my articles, and, you know, there's dozens of other websites where you will find my articles linked to all over the internet. And so I praise God that he's taken someone like me who literally lives in the middle of nowhere up in the mountains and kind of like Pastor Butch, just an ordinary guy. I'm an ordinary guy, but I'm trying to make a difference by writing. And God has enabled me to have a very large reach all over the globe. And every month, my materials are seen and read by people in more than 100 different countries all over the planet. So very, very thankful for that, and to be able to have the opportunity to do that. Of course, I didn't always do that. And so I'll give you a little bit of a background on myself. I'm basically a product of the system. I went to public schools all my life, all the way through high school, and then a public school for my undergraduate. I went to the University of Virginia 4 years, got a degree there, later went on to the University of Florida Law School, another public school, where I got a law degree and an LLM. So I'm tremendously overeducated. But all throughout my education, I was in public schools. And so I'm a product of that system, and I'm very critical of that system. I'm a big advocate of homeschooling because I've seen what that system can do and what it does to people. And so I'm a huge critic of, obviously, of our standard education, of our public education system. But after I graduated from law school, I actually worked as a lawyer in Washington, D.C. for a number of years. And so a lot of you out there are probably thinking, boy, I don't like lawyers. Well, I'm not a big fan of them either. But that's what I did, and I didn't enjoy it. But I was right kind of there in the belly of the beast for a number of years, and nobody knew who I was, nobody who cared who I was. So I thought, how in the world can I make a difference? And eventually I said, well, I'm going to start writing. And at first you could have measured my audience with a microscope, but I stuck with it and I built up. And over time, it really started to build. And in 2009, I started the Economic Collapse blog, and it kind of just mushroomed from there into a very, very large audience. And I continue to this day. I can't believe it's 2024 already. And many of you are familiar with my articles and my work that I've done there. So if you have any questions about anything that I've written, anything that I've done, please feel free to call in tonight. Today, over the last couple of years, I've kind of shifted into some other areas. I've written a number of books. One of the books we're going to talk about tonight is Chaos. And I entitled that because we really are moving into one of the most chaotic times in all of human history. We really are living in the end times. And that's why I entitled the book Chaos, because we are headed into chaos. Jesus warned us in Matthew 24 that this is going to be the most chaotic period of time, the period just before his return that we've ever seen in all of human history. And a lot of people say that's bad news, Michael, but it's also good news, because it is when times that are the darkest that the greatest light is needed. And God, he put each one of us here for a reason. He has a plan, and he's in control. And so he could have put me at any moment, at any time in all of human history. But instead, he put us here, and he's got a job for us to do. And at this moment, at this time, in fact, I was writing about earlier today, there are approximately 8 billion people living on this planet today. We've seen this population explosion over the last 100 years that has been unprecedented in human history. And what that means is there are more souls at stake, more souls in the balance right now than at any other time in all of human history. And so we have a job to do, and when we're trying to reach as many of the lost as we can, while there's still time to do so, we're trying to make a difference in the lives of as many people as we possibly can while there's still time to do so, because we are moving into a time, and I believe that we are moving into a time in the years ahead. You know, we've got 8 billion people now. Well, the vast majority of them are going to be dead, you know, during these times we're moving into. The vast majority of the population of the planet is going to die. And most of them are going to die long before they thought that they would. So we're on a rescue mission. We're trying to wake people up. We're trying to get people saved while we still can. And time is running out. And so trying to get people to understand, we really are living in the last days. We really are living in the end times. Time is running out. And it's a time of war, pestilence, famine, economic problems, natural disasters. All these things are part of the puzzle, the end times puzzle that we want to talk about. So, but let's talk about this. I know that a lot of you out there are preparing. A lot of you out there are preppers. You're getting prepared. You're doing your best to try to make sense of things and to prepare for the very difficult times that are coming. And when we talk about preparation, a lot of people write to me and they say, Michael, what should I do? What should we do for preparation? And you know what? One of the first things you need to figure out is where you're going to be. When things hit the fan, when things fall apart, when it seems like the world's going totally nuts, where do you want to be? And so, and that's one of the reasons why I wrote this article the other day. I wrote an article, and it was all about this mass migration that we're witnessing. And it was the article that I wrote was entitled "The Mass Exodus to Red America," and mainstream news sources are writing about this. What we've seen is kind of this mass exodus of people leaving blue states, and in particular the big cities in the blue states, and they've been leaving and going to red states, and in particular small towns, rural communities in red states. They want to get away, in many cases, from the crime, the drugs, the homelessness, the violence, the chaos that we're seeing in our core urban areas, in our cities, and they want somewhere safe. In particular, people are trying to raise a family. They want a safe environment to raise their children in. They want a safe a place where they're going to feel like their families are safe. In other cases, you know, people have moved because of politics. In particular, you know, during the pandemic, we had the lockdowns, we had other things like that, where all of a sudden there were these rules about wearing masks. There were lockdowns, and people said, "Hey, I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of California, or I'm getting out of New York, or I'm leaving wherever I was, and I'm going somewhere where I don't have to wear a mask, or where they don't have all these crazy rules." And so that's been a big part of it as well. And then, of course, for many others, they feel a leading by God to relocate, or they feel like just that God is leading them, or they feel like for prepping purposes, because they don't want to be in an area with a high population density when things get crazy. And so we've seen this shift. People are leaving California, they're leaving places like Oregon, Washington State, New York, and they're moving to red states such as Florida, Idaho, Montana. Texas is a very popular one as well. But we're seeing this tremendous migration. In fact, according to economist Stephen Moore, approximately 5 million people have migrated out of Illinois, New York, California, and New Jersey during the past 10 years alone. So he's calling it the largest, one of the biggest mass migrations in American history. And that's true. And that's true. That's really what we've seen about that. And the biggest, in terms of the biggest number of people, and particularly in recent years, that have gone to a single state is Florida. In fact, the net domestic migration over a 13-quarter period after the pandemic arrived, the Sunshine State added approximately 819,000 Americans just over the 13 quarters once the COVID pandemic began. So that was a huge gain. And that's one of the reasons why we've seen all these conservatives flock into Florida. At one time, Florida was considered to be a purple state. It was a swing state in presidential elections. But that's changed now. Florida is solidly a red state. It's not even considered to really be up for grabs in the upcoming election. So Florida is a swing state now, and Florida was a swing state, but now it's considered to be a red state because so many conservatives have moved in. So if you live in Florida, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what you think. If you moved to Florida, do you like it? Do you not like it? Or if you recently moved to another state, a different state, tell us what you think. So if you have a pen or pencil out there, I want you to write down this number. The call-in number is 1-844-769-2944. So grab a pen or pencil and write down the number so you can call in and talk to us tonight. It's 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from you tonight. We want to hear from you. We want to have a conversation about this, about relocation, about prepping, about everything that we're, you know, that we're talking about tonight. Because now, you know, Florida, you know, one of the things about Florida that I don't like is it's getting really crowded down there. I mean, number one, real estate in Florida has gotten quite expensive. If I recall correctly, an article I saw recently, the median home price in Florida is now over $500,000. So real estate's expensive, and there's always been a certain level of crime down there in Florida, and you know, and there's quite a bit of crime today, and then you've had a lot of migration, a lot of illegal immigrants coming into the state. Of course, the governor Ron DeSantis has been trying to push back on that, but still, you're getting a lot of migration, illegal immigration into the state. So those would be some of the downsides. Now, of course, the weather is beautiful. I went to law school in Gainesville, University of Florida. I'm a Gator. So I'm always going to have a warm place in my heart for Florida, because very fond of the state. But there are some downsides. There are some downsides to Florida. And when things get really crazy, when things hit the fan, I mean, Florida is not a state where you're going to go and buy a huge acreage and kind of, or go up in the mountains. I mean, there's not really any mountains in Florida, you know, not any big ones to speak of anyway. But most of Florida is really, really, really flat. In fact, quite a bit of it is actually either at or below sea level. And one thing about Florida, one of the reasons why in my latest book entitled Chaos, which you can find on Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle format, one of the reasons I ranked all 50 states, and one of the reasons I didn't rank Florida really high is for some of the reasons I just mentioned. But a big one is the fact that it's right there in the Atlantic, and bordering the Atlantic Ocean, and it's bare. Much of the state is just either at or barely above sea level. There's actually some areas that are below sea level, and someday, I've written about this in my books, that God has shown people for decades, literally men and women of God all over the world have had supernatural experiences in which they've been shown that someday there's going to be a great tsunami in the Atlantic Ocean. And this great tsunami is going to hit the east coast of the United States. And now when you're talking about Florida, if you're talking about a tsunami hundreds of feet tall, this is what people have seen, hundreds of feet tall, giant tsunami, I mean, think of something that's absolutely dwarfs anything that happened with, if you remember what happened in Japan a number of years ago with the Fukushima nuclear disaster, you know, and that tsunami, we're talking about a tsunami many magnitudes higher and more powerful. And when you're talking about that type of tsunami hitting Florida, where there's It's very, very flat. And like I said, almost most of it, particularly the southern and central parts of the state, are either at, you know, just barely above or at or barely below sea level. A tsunami like that would just rip across the state like a lawnmower, just destroying everything in its path, because there's no hills, there's no mountains there to kind of provide resistance. And so when that day finally arrives, I mean, you know, the death and destruction will just be off the charts. And so that is one of the reasons in my book, in terms of thinking about Bible prophecy and end times events that we know are coming, that's one of the reasons I rated Florida down the list. Even though I love Florida, will always have a warm place in my heart for the state, but because we know it's coming, I can't rate it very high. So I rated it kind of a bit lower there in my rankings in my book Chaos. So anywhere right along the East Coast, I mean, that's a consideration. There are certain things that you want to consider when if you're picking a place to move, or you're picking a place where you want to be when things hit the fan, that you want to take into consideration. Another one is in the middle of the country. A lot of people say, I'm just going to move to the middle of the country. That's safe. A lot of rural areas, lower population density in the middle of the country. But another big consideration in the middle of the country, you know, you're in particular talking about the Mississippi River region. There's a lot of nuclear power facilities right along there, right along the Mississippi River and through that area. But that whole area there is the New Madrid Fault Zone. And just like Florida, so many people over the decades, and I've documented this very heavily in my books, so many proven men and women of God over the decades have been shown supernaturally that someday, right along the New Madrid Fault Zone, there's going to be a giant earthquake, a historic earthquake that literally rips the North America physically in half along the New Madrid Fault Zone, literally creating a new gigantic body of water from the Great Lakes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, literally dividing the United States into the east and west. And in fact, the body of water is so large, people have been shown that, I mean, you're going to need a plane to fly across it because all existing bridges and roads, you know, will be destroyed. I mean, it's going to be very, very wide, just a vast body of water that's created. I'm sure you've seen maps of this over the years. If you follow Pastor Butch and other prominent voices out there that have warned about these things, but this is coming. This is coming in the future. The New Madrid is going to be, and so I wouldn't want to be anywhere near the New Madrid earthquake when that happens. In fact, the eclipse that we just saw in last month, it finished that giant X, the Great American Eclipse of 2024. Finished the giant X over America that the Great American Eclipse of 2017 started. So there is this giant X over America, right over the New Madrid Fault Zone. You know, kind of like X marks the spot. And as I've documented, the last time we saw a giant X over the heartland of America, two eclipses, 1806 and 1811, formed a giant X not too far from Cleveland. And then several months later, we had the giant earthquakes along the New Madrid Fault Zone started. They were the biggest earthquakes in the entire history of the continental United States, caused the Mississippi River to run backwards, rang church bells in Boston, tremendous devastation. Fortunately, the center of the country was not heavily populated in those days. But if it happened in our time, the death and destruction would just be off the charts. So I'm warning about these things, but we know that it's not coming yet, because what these men and women of God have also been shown is that this giant earthquake along the New Madrid Fault Zone does not happen until we get to the point when the United States is involved in formally dividing the land of Israel. And we see the establishment of a Palestinian state, which I believe is coming soon. But once that happens first. And then we see the giant earthquake along the New Madrid Fault Zone. So if you want to talk about Israel tonight, call in. If you want to talk about the protests that have been going on, the situation over in the Middle East, what's going on in Gaza, the war over there, phone in. We're going to be heading to a break in just a couple of minutes, but love to take some callers after the break. Once again, if you have a pen or pencil, write down the number. It's 1-844-769-2944. Once again, that number is 844-769-2944. So we can talk about that after the break. We've got the break coming up, but just kind of to finish up, I want to finish up kind of this thought on the great natural disasters that are coming, because we also know that there's going to be the big one in California. So many people have been shown in supernatural experiences. This is also coming, a great one, which will literally permanently alter the geography of the coastline of California. And the scientists tell us that the big one is way overdue. And in fact, a study's been done that, you know, when giant earthquakes happen in California, it can cause one side of the fault line to literally drop by several feet all at once. They've said this has happened in the past. It is likely to happen when there's a big one in the future in Southern California there. And so if you look at the San Andreas Fault or some of the other faults there in Southern California, if you're talking about a situation where all of a sudden the ground on one side of the fault line drops by several feet. Well, if you're talking about Southern California right there along the shore, much of that area is just barely above sea level. So that could allow the Pacific Ocean to come rushing in on areas potentially west of the San Andreas Fault Zone or some of those other faults in Southern California very, very rapidly. In fact, people that have studied this, scientists that have studied this, said, hey, the water could come rushing in. I mean, it would be almost instantaneously where massive amounts of water from the Pacific Ocean come rushing in and covering the people and the buildings and so forth that are situated there. So, I mean, once again, we're talking about the kind of disaster that we've never seen in the entire history of our country, but that people have seen that are coming during the chaotic times that are ahead of us. So these things are coming, and natural disasters are just one piece of the puzzle. But guys, we really are living in the end times. Jesus Christ really is coming back, and we need to be prepared, and we need to be prepared to deal with the most chaotic times in all of human history. We need to be prepared for not just natural disasters, but war, famine, pestilence, all of it. And we'll talk more about prepping after the break. We'll talk more about some of the other topics that I wanted to get to in this show after the break. But the break's just coming up in a minute. But if you want to check out any of the books that I've talked up, my books that have been that I'm talking about on the show tonight, you can go to Amazon.com, do a search for Michael Snyder or Chaos Michael Snyder, or bring you right to my new book. And if you want to sign up for my Substack newsletter and get all my latest research, it right in your email box, you can go to michaeltsnyder.substack.com. That's michaeltsnyder.substack.com. And I'll talk to you guys some more right after the break.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, or furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
And we are back. We are back with you here. And I'm so thrilled to be filling in for Pastor Butch tonight. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about prepping. We're talking about the war in Ukraine. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about all the crazy stuff that's happening all over the world. And we have a caller right now I'm going to go to in a minute. If you want to be the next caller or if you want to join the discussion tonight, the number is 844-769-2944. Grab a pen, grab a pencil, write this number down. It's 844-769-2944. And let's go to Benny in Mississippi. Benny in Mississippi, welcome to the program. What's on your heart tonight?
Thank you. Appreciate you taking the call. I haven't called in a couple of years. I've been listening to Butch's program for quite a few years. First thing, I would like to ask everybody out there listening in to pray for me if you would. I had a bad stroke on March the 30th and been dealing with a lot with that. But as far as what you're talking about tonight, I'm familiar with a lot of that stuff you're talking about, the Madrid fault and Florida and all that, but all that'll happen when God gets ready for it to happen. People can predict and talk that all they want to, and some of that will happen, some of it won't happen, but God is the path forward. Jesus is the path forward. Keep your mind on Jesus. Keep your mind on God, just like he showed them to grow the corn, you know, 7 good years, 7 bad years. God will tell you when that you need to prepare. You can prepare all you want to, and then all that preparation can be just wiped away, just such like when I had a stroke. You don't ever know. You need God. You need God with you all the time. You need the presence of the Holy Spirit to guide you in your preparations and everything. But I agree, we living in the last days and all this stuff that's going on over in Israel. That's basically what you see happening in Israel is Zechariah 11, 12, 13, 14. And when you see them divide, a key sign to Jesus' return is when they divide the city of Jerusalem and give half of it to the Palestinians, then it says in that day, this is Zechariah 14, 2, somewhere right along there, in that day the Lord will stand down on the Mount of Olives. So you're right. I believe we living right on the edge of it. And but I just once again would like to ask everybody out there, if you would, pray for Benny in Mississippi, because I've really been having a time of it with this stroke. And I appreciate y'all taking my call, and I thank you. And thank y'all for being there.
Well, thank you, Benny. And I would like to ask everyone listening right now, let's join together and say a quick prayer for Benny. And if you're out there tonight and you need prayer, if you just want someone to pray for you, you can call in too. It's 844-769-2944. Pastor Butch is away, so we're going to do some praying tonight. We're going to, if you want prayer, if you need some prayer, we'll say a prayer for you tonight. And so let everyone out there join with me now. Let's say a prayer for Benny. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for Benny in Mississippi. Father, we pray that you would touch him. We pray you would heal him. We pray you would restore him. Father, we pray that you would take away the damage that this stroke has done. We pray that you would restore him back to full health, back to full functioning. We pray your hand of healing would be upon him now in Jesus' name. We agree together in the mighty name of Jesus for healing for Benny in Mississippi. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Okay, let's go to, we have another caller. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe in Arkansas, thank you for joining the program tonight.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Michael. I wanted to say something about Israel, and that's this. I completely disagree with all these people that seem to think that Israel has some kind of automatic right to American money and American weapons for their support. I think the only thing that America owes the Jews is that if they're living in the United States, you know, to give them equal treatment under the law and the same constitutional rights as everybody else, and otherwise America does not owe it to the Jews to guarantee that they have their own country in the Middle East. I don't think it was ever in the intention of the founding fathers of America that one of the key mission statements of the United States would be to guarantee that the Jews would have their own country in the Middle East. So I completely disagree with these people that think that the Israelis have some kind of automatic right to American support. I think we should be neutral in the conflict in the Middle East.
Yeah, you know, there's so much passion and energy in the debate on all both sides, on all sides of this. We've seen that this has become such a central political issue during this presidential campaign. People, you know, you got people who love Israel, people who hate Israel, people who are indifferent, people who just want us out of the Middle East. There's so much emotion, and we're seeing this on the college campuses. We're seeing this all over America. And, you know, it's amazing that all throughout history, Israel has been such a center of attention, central focus. And the Bible tells us in the last days, it's going to be Israel is going to be at the center of attention. And, you know, it's such a small piece of land. And it's, you know, we only talk about 6, 7, 8 million people, whatever the population is over there at this point. But it's such a small segment of the global population and such a small piece of land, but it's always at the center of attention. And the Bible told us that's how it would be in the last days. We've got another caller, Bruce in Ohio. Bruce in Ohio, welcome to the program.
Hello, Michael. I enjoy reading your articles. You're a great watchman. You cover a lot of different areas. One you didn't mention tonight, I want to share something with you. Australia's biggest bank, Macquarie, bans cash, forces customers to adopt central bank digital currencies or lose everything. They're really pushing this cashless system quickly. in the World Economic Forum orders governments to outlaw cash for non-licensed individuals. They only want the elite that are licensed to be able to, you know, use cash. They want to monitor everything you buy and sell and everything. Sounds like the mark of the beast to me.
You make a great point, Bruce. When we're seeing a move toward a cashless system all over the globe, in fact, some nations in Northern Europe are basically there already. Nations like Sweden, where hardly any cash is ever used for anything. And you, in fact, you can hardly use cash for anything. If you go to Sweden and you try to use cash, you'll find that there's hardly anything you can even use cash for in Sweden at this point. So, yeah, we're seeing this push, this thing with the bank in Australia that made news today. I hadn't mentioned that. And we're, you know, and this is a big focus for the World Economic Forum and all over the world. So because the global elites, they hate cash because cash means freedom. Cash is harder to control. But eventually the plan, they want to roll us all into these CBDCs, and that's a big part of their agenda. So you're right, Bruce. I totally agree with you. That's a great point. Let me go on to the next caller. We've got Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl in Pennsylvania, thank you for calling in. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for hosting it, actually, guest hosting, I should say, for Pastor Butch. And I'd like to ask everybody, we need to be praying for one another, and that's very important. No matter how much time you can devote to prayer each day, try to devote enough time to pray for others. Like, for number one, Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean are traveling overland. There's always greater danger there, unless you're flying with a pilot that's had the vaccine, shall we say, the jabs. We want to be politically correct, don't we? Religiously and politically correct. If you're flying with a pilot that's had a jab and it goes wrong on him at 28,000 feet or something, that's not the favorite place to be when that happens. But please, prayers for Pastor Butch when he's traveling, and prayers for Michael and Miranda Snyder. He, like another pastor, like another former, are you a practicing lawyer or attorney, or are you out of the practice right now?
No, I don't practice any longer.
Okay. But anyway, another former attorney named Pastor Chuck Crismeyer, Charles Crismeyer, is a prolific author like you, Michael, and he's written a lot. So Pastor Chuck is, and his wife, Kathy, are in my prayers daily, and you and Miranda are in my prayers daily, and I am in the same boat there, is that with Pastor Butch asking prayer for so many people, my prayer list has grown to 4 typed pages, and I mean they're small print. So, yeah, Pastor Butch keeps me busy with the prayers. But please, prayers, the people that are listening that know Pastor Butch, please, super prayers, travel mercies for him and Marcia Jean as they travel overland to, I think they're going out to Colorado. So please pray for them. Pray for courageous people that tell the truth, like Michael and Miranda Snyder. And if you could buy a couple of his books, just like former attorney Chuck Crismeyer's, his books are excellent. They are very attractive aesthetic, we would say. They're very attractive books. They have nice covers, and I think you use Old King James in all of yours, don't you, Michael?
King James is the version I primarily use throughout the books. Now, once in a while, I'll use another version. Sometimes I'll use the MEV. That's one of the only other English versions you'll find out there that uses the received text. So it uses the same underlying manuscripts as the KJV. So sometimes I use the MEV just because it uses the same manuscripts, but it has a little bit in terms of updated language there. And sometimes once in a while I'll quote another version if I'm trying to make a particular point, but primarily throughout my books, yes, I primarily rely on the King James version.
Yeah, and I thought I noticed that too. So thank you for doing that, because there is a war on the Bible Bibles and the newer versions and that. And so thank you for sticking with the King James where you could and where you use something to amplify a point that most of us have who are old King James people have no problem with. You know, it's just like a pastor explaining something. So just thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for the good books you're putting out. And people, support Michael and Miranda Snyder. And it's Michael T as in Tango. T as in Tango Snyder, because there's a Michael P if you type in some authors and that. But, yeah, this one's Michael T. Snyder. And support him by getting some of those books. And support Pastor Butch by, you know, sending in some donations once in a while. So thank you, Michael, for being on. By the way, I used to teach a course in the Middle East out at the Army's prestigious Army Intelligence Center and School, and I can speak about 6 or 7 dialects of Arabic, 2 of them fairly well, Egyptian and Iraqi. And I met a lot of people from the Middle East, and, yeah, the feelings are very, very hot on college campuses. And most of the people, from what I hear and from the police, are where they've checked. These are people are outsiders generally, bussed in. And in other words, they're not just the average college student who wants to remove Israel from, what do they say, from the river to the sea, which most of the people who chant don't even know what it means. It means from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean. So anyway, God bless you, and thank you. I'll let someone else get on there. And thank you for all the great books that you've written, and thank you for standing for truth. God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Daryl, in Pennsylvania. I very much appreciate you phoning in today, and thank you for the kind words. And you are right. We need to pray for one another. And you know, I have been involved in prayer ministry since I was a young man. And I know that prayer changes things. And that's why I'm so thankful for people like you and so many others out there that I hear from that have made praying for me and my wife, who you mentioned, part of your daily routine. Because I don't know where I would be today without your prayers. So I can't thank you enough. I cannot thank you enough. And, you know, for those of you that are out there who are prayer warriors, who day after day you're faithfully praying for others, you know, you are stockpiling rewards in heaven. You know, you really are. And, you know, and it may not seem, I mean, you're just in your home, you're just down on your knees, or you're walking and you're praying, and it doesn't seem like you're having that big of a difference on the world around you, or it can seem that way. But when you pray and you make a difference in the supernatural realm, and the prayers of a righteous man availeth much, they change things, they make a difference. And as you make a difference, you know, I think one day when we get to heaven, we're going to realize that those that invested hours upon hours, thousands of hours in prayer, they're going to have tremendous reward. And you know, a lot of us will be like, why didn't we spend more time praying? So I think for so many people out there that are doing so many great things, prayer is the secret to their success. And so I couldn't agree with you more, Daryl, and I very much appreciate the kind words about the books. And I'm very impressed that you can speak all those different dialects. You've got me there. Foreign languages were never my thing in school. That was always what I had the most difficulty with. So, very impressed that you are able to speak so many dialects there, and the Middle Eastern languages. Those can be very, very complex, very difficult to pick up. So, appreciate that. The hour is flying by. I wanted to talk about this war in Ukraine. Because we've got the Russians have come over on Friday, very early on Friday morning. They started pouring over the northern border. There hadn't been any action along the northern border in a very long time. because all the fighting had been in the east, and then they're in the south, and the northern, the border between Russia and Ukraine in the north, they, you know, they both had, both forces had kind of stuck to their own side of the border. But now Russia is sending, you know, large forces over. They've already taken at least 9 villages. That was the latest update on yesterday. Probably more by now, but they're pushing toward the city of Kharkiv, and that's Ukraine's second largest city, and they're not going to be able to take it yet, but eventually I think the Russians do hope to take Kharkiv, and if they do, that's going to represent a massive turning point in the war if Ukraine's second largest city falls. So the Ukraine's government, the Zelensky regime, and their Western backers are going to be absolutely determined to keep that from happening. And so they're going to ramp up their efforts to defeat Russia. And obviously the Russians have chosen to escalate matters. So both sides have you know, there's no peace talks, there's no peace negotiations. Both sides aren't even considering peace. Instead, both sides are absolutely obsessed with winning this war. And they just keep escalating, and Ukraine's about to get F-16s, and both sides just keep going deeper and deeper into this thing. But it's bringing us eventually to the point, and there's already discussions about, hey, Western forces are going to be sent into Ukraine eventually. The president of France has talked about that. Now in Germany, they're talking about, hey, we're going to start conscripting 18-year-olds into the military, start drafting, basically reinstating their draft because they're anticipating conflict with Russia. And the Germans have also said, hey, we're going to start using the air defense systems. Maybe, you know, NATO should use the air defense systems based in Poland and Romania to shoot down Russian drones in Ukraine. And that's a very dangerous move if that happens. But my point is, we're getting closer and closer and closer to potentially armed conflict between NATO and Russia. And of course, this is one of the three wars of the apocalypse that we knew about way in advance. That was coming. The war in the Middle East, which has started, this thing with Russia, which has started, and then United States and China, which now there's lots of chatter about that one. China invades Taiwan, U.S. and China will be at war. That's the third one. These three wars of the apocalypse, two of them have already started, guys. We're really late in the game, but we knew about all this in advance. So we've been waiting for these things to happen. You know, 10, 15 years ago, I was telling people, that, oh, there's going to be a war with Russia. And people were saying, no, Russia's our friend. The Cold War is over, Michael. What are you talking about? But now here we are all these years later. And we knew it was going to take some time, but now here we are. So we really are in the end times, guys. We really are in the last days. And so I'm encouraging people, get prepared, because you're not going to need the food and supplies you store up tomorrow. You're not going to need them next week. You're not going to need them next month. But a time is coming when you will need them, and it's going to take time to build up enough food and supplies for the years you're going to need them. I'm encouraging everyone to store up enough food for yourself, for your family, your friends, whoever else is going to be depending upon you, for at least 5 years. And that is a tremendous amount of food and supplies. And it takes quite a long time to accumulate all of that. So if you haven't got started, the clock is ticking. But then ultimately, you know, we can prep all we want, but the key is to be right in the center of God's will. And that goes to one of the people who called in tonight. The safest place to be is the center of God's will. But ultimately, we're moving into the most chaotic times in all of human history, with war, with pestilence, natural disasters, famines. All these things are going to happen. And the vast majority of the population of the globe is going to die during these years that are coming, this chaotic time that's coming. So if you die tonight, where would you go? You know, would it be heaven? Would it be hell? Do you know? Do you know for sure? Well, I don't want to end this program without talking to the people out there who don't know, who aren't sure, who aren't 100% sure what would happen to you if you died tonight. Do you know God? Would you go to heaven? Well, the good news is you can know. The good news, the Bible tells us that we can know for sure, 100%. Because Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. The Son of God came to this earth. God the Father sent his Son to this planet to die on a Roman cross to pay for your sins. Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty that you deserve. Jesus died, he bled and died and gave up his life. He went through all that. He laid down his life for you, to pay the penalty for you, to pay for your sins. But it's not just enough to intellectually understand that. It isn't just enough to know that. But each one of us gets to make a decision, because now a free gift is being offered to us. And if we accept that free gift of salvation, if we accept that, because a pardon, it's just like if you're in a court and a pardon is being offered to you, you can accept that pardon or not. And now a pardon is being offered to us. Because Jesus paid the price on the cross. He laid down his life for us. But now God is giving us a choice. Do we choose him or do we choose our own way? Because a lot of us, we've been doing our own thing. We've been running our own way. We've been going our own way, doing our own thing, running away from God, doing all kinds of evil and horrible things. And God's saying, hey, come back. Come back to me. And he's saying, hey, if you'll receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, ask him to come into your life. Your sins will be forgiven. They'll be washed away. You'll be given a new life. You'll be born again. You'll be given eternal life. We're talking about thousands and millions and billions and trillions of years, and that's only the beginning. And who wouldn't want that? I don't understand why anyone wouldn't want eternal life. I don't understand why anyone wouldn't want God, but God gives us a choice. And so tonight, you get to make a choice. If you've never committed your life to Jesus Christ, if you've never become a Christian, or if you're not sure, or if you're out there and you're a Christian, and but you're saying, Michael, I've been doing my own thing. I've been running away. I need to recommit my life to Christ. I need to make sure, you know, I need to get back on the right track. Well, before this program ends, I'm going to pray a quick prayer of commitment. And if you want to be sure, if you died tonight, where you would go, if you want to be sure that you have Jesus Christ in your life, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I open the door of my life and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my life. Forgive all my sins and make me new. Give me a new life. I commit my life to you. Thank you for coming into my life, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you that I'm born again. Thank you for that I'm a child of God. Thank you for eternal life. From this moment on, I will live for you. I commit my life to you. I surrender to you. From now on, I will do what you want me to do. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you that I'm born again. And thank you for giving me eternal life. And I pray all these things today in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer tonight, you can know that you're going to heaven if you die. And that's the greatest news of all. Once again, I hear the music. The show's wrapping up. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Pastor Butch will be back next week with another guest host tomorrow night. But thank you for tuning in. And it was great to be with you. And I'll talk to you again soon.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.